Thursday the 13th of May, cough test ER, Baba Yisrael, Morgenstern, reaching out to our brothers. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Lil Nishmas, a Ephraim official, then Rav Yoel Aryeh Dick.
Good morning, Rabosai. I was scheduled to speak about a certain topic, and timely topics concerning the kitchen. But something came up, and you'll have to excuse me. Something came up, which I read an article while I was here in London, and it's something which bothers me very much, and I'd like to discuss if I can, and bring in some makomos for it. I don't know if anybody has seen this article, but the Mayor's School attack. There's a school in Emmanuel in Israel, which is trying to start a Haredi school system. And the Supreme Court in Israel has allowed it under certain conditions now, but it's created a tremendous backlash in the secular community in Israel. And the mayor of Tel Aviv, his name is Mayor Ron Huldai, came out and blasted Haredi education that places the future of Israeli society in jeopardy. And he called for a rebellion from the silent secular majority, maintaining that the secular had a right to intervene towards preserving values we hold dear. So the secular have values which we hold dear, and they have to, and the Haredi system is going to put us in jeopardy. The question is, how do we react to such a statement? What's our personal reaction to such a situation, which is getting worse and worse, actually, right now? And to give you a quick background, the Israeli school system, when 48, when the state started, the students were getting some type of education in terms of Chumash Tanakh on a cultural basis, but at least they had knowledge. Through the years until now, each successive government, through our wonderful friends called Shinui and all these different wonderful parties that has attached themselves to the government, they first thing they wanted was to get hold of the educational Sar HaChinuch, and they wanted to rip out anything that has to do with Jewishness in the Israeli curriculum, to the extent today that they don't even in the Israeli public school system, they don't even get Chumash or Navi even on a cultural basis. Basically, we have today a secular Jew who's a total ignoramus when it comes to Judaism. Totally ignoramus. It used to be they knew something, they knew nothing. So they are, whenever a religious issue comes up, they look at it as infringing on their way of life. You know, close the street, you know, on Shabbos, I have to get from point A to point B. You can't do that to me. You talk to them about Shabbos, they have absolutely no knowledge of what you're talking about. I imagine the situation is the same in the United States. I know for a fact, Rabbi Bloom, the former head of Agudas Yisrael in America, was approached by the Israeli Gedolim that they need a lot of money because the government's cutting out a lot of funding. And the response that Rabbi Bloom gave is, you don't understand the problem we're facing here in America. And he explained that by the year, according to their statistics, in 2025, we have now about 5 million Jews in the United States. By his count, there will be 2 million Jews due to intermarriage and assimilation. 2 million Jews. And those are going to be, by the way, the Haredi and the religious. Everybody else is going to disappear off the face of the earth, just like the dinosaurs, Rahman al-Islam. I'd imagine in England it's the same. We have our religious communities, Baruch Hashem, but we also have the non-religious on the fringe that are slowly, through intermarriage and assimilation, are just moving out. Question is, what is our response? What are we supposed to do on a personal level? You know, we're all not into, you know, tremendous Kirov movements, and we're not, but what can we do on a personal level to help out? So I just want to quickly bring down maybe, perhaps, if I have time, there's things I want to bring down, but the two Gemaras and a Rashi, and maybe even tie into the Chag of Shavuos, which is coming in very quickly upon us, Mirtz Hashem. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Pei Tesamadeis, The Gemara is going through the different tricks that a storekeeper can use in terms of his weights, in terms of how he could cheat his customer. You know, you can shave off the weights, you can put it into salt, you can do all kinds of shtick in order to fool the customer in terms of a chanut. In the middle of the Gemara, all of a sudden, it says, Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Oili im Omar, Oili im lo Omar. Woe is to me if I tell them all the tricks, and woe is to me if I don't tell them all the tricks. So what's Pshat? What was his suffix that he didn't want to know, give all the tricks, or he did want to give the tricks? So he says, if I give the tricks, so then I'm going to teach the Ramayim more tricks. You know, it's like the old story, you know, a guy goes to prison, and he goes in and he talks to another prisoner, and he learns more tricks. And, you know, now, oh, I'm going to try when I get out. That's a great one, you know. And he just learns more shtick as he goes along. So that's one thing. He doesn't want to teach the Ramayim. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai knew all the tricks. The other half was oily, and if I don't say, because people will think that the reason why honest people, tzaddikim, don't cheat is because they don't know the tricks. But if they knew the tricks, they would do it also. So the Marshal comes in and explains the Gemara. And that would be a Chilul Hashem. People thinking that about tzaddikim. The Gemara comes in and says, "Nu, did he list all the tricks? Or he didn't list all the tricks? What did Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai do at the end of the day?" So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Amra. If you look in the Gemara, he goes and he went on and he told all the different Ramayas, all the different shenanigans that somebody can bring in the workplace to cheat a customer. In terms of that situation. And why? So he says, because Darki Hashem Tzadikim Yelchubam Poshem Yechashlubam. So Marshoa gives an explanation which we have to stop and think about. He says the Pshat in the Maskana of the Gemara, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted the Maisa to present the tricks was because it could be that an honest, the Tzadikim won't know that this is a problem. And if they don't know it's a problem, they might do it ba'oinis. If they do it ba'oinis, they might cheat somebody ba'oinis. And if they cheat somebody ba'oinis, then the Chil Hashem will be terrible. A terrible thing. So if we sit back and think about the way the Gemara analyzes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, on one hand, he had a cheshbon, don't tell them, because the Ramboim are going to learn all the new tricks. How often would it happen that an honest guy is going to stumble and do it? Very not shy if he's going to do such a thing. It's a tzaddik, he's an honest guy. And it's also an oinus. But that minute possibility that he might cheat somebody in that situation is enough, it's so earth-shaking that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had to go ahead and had to teach it to them. That's how terrible it is, Chil Hashem. You know, it was when a religious person, an honest person, a tzaddik, even does it ba'inus in a far-fetched situation, the Chil Hashem is so terrible, so earth-shaking, that ain kamohu. So I think that when we look at the Gemara, and we think about it to a certain degree, what we can do, I think, on a personal level, hopefully, is to try to act as an example for the non-religious. How do we act as examples? We have to be, like Rav Yochanan Zakkai is telling us, not just kosher Jews. We got to be what they use in the Lashon, squeaky clean. We have to be squeaky clean in our actions. That's the only way the non-religious, or somebody on the fringe who's neutral, doesn't even know anything. Like I say, this fellow Mayor Ron over here, Huldai of Tel Aviv, our reaction is we're angry. It's not the right reaction. We should be very depressed, very sad. Because here we have a fellow. Look at the name, Ron. There's not even a Jewish. They don't even call the kids Jewish names anymore. There's no Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakovs anymore. It's Ron, it's this, it's that. It's all kinds of secular things going on. Ron is just a plain ignoramus, an amoritz, as the Chazon Ish would say, a tinuk shenishba. He, Pashut, doesn't know a thing. That should be our reaction to this, not anger. And the only way we're going to reach people like this, and the only way we're going to, is in our own personal behavior. We act squeaky clean in terms that a non-religious person would say, I see now the difference between a religious and a non-religious. That's something to aspire to. That's something that's a Kiddush Hashem. That makes the difference. That's the only way we're going to get these people back. We have to be tremendously accountable to our own actions. And when I saw this Gemara, it put a tremendous achrayus on myself. That's not just to you know, to stay within the halacha, but lifnim ishuras hadin. You got to be super careful. That's the only way. That's the only difference they're going to see, and that's the way we're going to get them back. The other ways, of course, is you can invite people to your home that are on the fringe, neighbors in the workplace. You know, is a 10-minute, 15-minute coffee break. Some guy told me it's a 10, 15-minute coffee break. So the 10 minutes becomes 20 minutes, 25 minutes. The boss is sitting there. You know, honest person, that's it. Go back to, you know, that's an example. He's finished. He goes back to the job. We can apply this in all areas of our life. This is what is going to make the difference. People become interested. That's a moral person. That's an ethical person. That's somebody I want to relate to. Something I want to learn about. Then you could open these people up to Torah. But as long as we're going to be in a fighting situation, it's not going to work. The other Gemara that I is a very interesting Gemara. It's a Gemara in Brachas on Yud Amud Aleph. It's a very interesting Gemara. There was Hanu Bar Yonai. I'm sure you must have learned this Gemara in Brachas. Those, I guess for a better word, hooligans. Those gangsters, they were in the neighborhood of Rav Meir Balanes, and they were driving him crazy. Now you can imagine he had a tremendous savlanut, tremendous patience with Meir. These guys were driving him crazy. And what did he do at the end? They must have been doing terrible things. What did he do at the end? He had rachmanis on them, he had mercy on them. And what did he do? He was mispallel that they should die. They had rachmanis that they should die. Bruria, his wife, I'm sure you've all heard of Bruria. She was a very, very sharp lady. And she sounds like she was one up on Rav Meir in this case over here. So Bruria said, "What are you doing over here? What are you doing over here, Jim Espal, they should die?" It doesn't say that we should be, that the Rishoyim are going to be Oved. It says in the Pasuk that the Rishus is going to be Oved. You get rid of the Rishus, not the people. She said, "Be mispallel for them that should do tshuva." Rav Meir responded, he says, Bruria, you're right. Turned around, instead of being mispallel that they should die, he was mispallel that they should do tshuva. And they did tshuva. So there's different mefarshim here. The Eitz Yosef on the Ein Yaakov explains what's going on over here. He says that what was the difference between Bruria and Rav Meir? And also, we have a concept, you can't be mispallel for somebody else to do mitzvahs. Kol b'dei shemayim chutz miyira shemayim. I can't be mispallel that somebody else is going to be a shomer Torah in mitzvahs. He has to do it on his own. So he says like this, there are two levels of rishayim in this world. One is someone who's b'teva, the nature he's a rasha. He does it b'mezit, he's lahachis. For that kind of person, I can't be mispallel for him at all. And that kind of person, it's better that he should die because he's just eating up any olam haba he has. He's just heading straight to the wrong place. So Rav Meir held that they were that category of rishayim, and therefore he was mispallel they should die. He was doing them a chesed. He's doing them a rachamim. Bruria, who in this area was obviously sharper, perhaps because they were she was in the neighborhood, she said, "No, you misread what kind of people they are. There's another level of Russia. There's a level of Russia that the environment causes their rishus. For example, a person's born poor. A person's born poor, he has no money, so he steals because he can't eat. It's not because the person himself is a Russia. It's because his environment has caused him to become a Russia." And Bruria says, that's what who these people are. These are the Bar Yonim. These are what they are. And that's why they're doing it. For that you can be mispallel. Why? Because I'm not being mispallel for them. I'm being mispallel that the circumstances that caused them to do the Avera is gone. Let them get some money. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give them some parnasa. Then they do not become a Russia. What is the message at the end of the day that this Gemara is giving us over here? The message that the Gemara is giving us is tefillah. What does he mean? What Rav Meir says, you have to be mispallel. He's mispallel that they should do tshuva. We have, like I mentioned, Meiran Huldai, who because of the wonderful parties of merits and Shinui and all these other parties in Israel have stripped him of any possibility of getting any type of a Yiddishkeit of a Jewish knowledge. Rav Meir Baal HaNes is telling us, be mespalo for them. Now we sit in our Shemona Esrei, and we mespalo, and rightly so, for all our needs. In fact, the Chazal say that we have to be mespalo for our needs. And the more you're mespalo, the more betachon you show in Hashem, He's going to help you. You know, we should not hold back. It's not just one request, Chazal say. You got 10 requests, Shema Koileinu, put in your request. If you say, I'm only going to ask for one thing, because that's the most important thing, but not the other things, then you're showing, you know, I've got Betachon and Hashem. Hashem can handle more than one thing, believe me. He can handle many things at the same time. Rav Meir Baal HaNes is telling us, slip into your tefillahs for Klal Yisrael, for our future. Pray for them. In our Shema Koleinus, in our tefillahs, let us think about them. Does it mean enough to us? The future of Klal Yisrael? It's effective. And Meir Baal HaNes is saying it works. They did tshuva. So, tefillah is a super, super, super important ingredient that we can introduce in our own lives. It'll also make us very aware and keep on the forefront of the problem that's going on over here if we mispalo for them. So when we mispalo for our own needs, be mispalo for Klal Yisrael also for these people. There's a Rashi in Bamidbar, B'chur Kosai, in this past Shabbos. If you noticed, he was going through the different terrible things that might happen to Klal Yisrael, that did happen to Klal Yisrael, the Golus and everything else, all the Averas and all the terrible punishments. In one Rashi, it's Perek Chavav, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Right. The Gemara says, "V'kishlu ish be'echov." One of the terrible things that Hashem is going to cause because of this is one person will be stumble into his brother. So what is pshat? So Rashi over there on the Chumash brings down a medrash and says, "V'kishlu ish be'echov ze nichshal ba'avono shel ze shekol Yisrael arevim ze ze." We will be punished for the sins of our brothers. Why? Because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. It's a pachad. It's a very, if you think about it, it should cause a fright. What Rashi is saying, and the Marsho, by the way, in Sanhedrin, I looked up the Marsho in Sanhedrin, brings down the Gemara, there's one pshat in the Adrosha that says that if you had ability to be mochiach these people, to reprimand them, and you didn't, you will be included in their punishment. But the Marsho says, Rashi's saying, kapashtus. We're all on the same boat. We're all sailing on the same ship. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh bezeh. If a majority of the Jews are going to be punished, Rachman l'tzlan, because of the Averas and because of where we're heading, then even the ones that are not doing the Averas, the kashlu be'echov, Rashi's saying, we will be punished with them. Don't think we're out of it. Don't think it's us and them. It's not us and them. It's we. They are our brothers. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh bezeh. And if we think about this, it's a fearful thought that they are heading towards Rachman al-San, intermarriage, assimilation, and coming up and saying statements like Haredi education. That places the future of Israeli society in jeopardy. They want to be so secularized, it's not going to be in Israel if these guys take over. It won't be a Jewish people. If we don't react, either act on one level at two Gemaras we mentioned, and personal examples, sterling examples, be mespalo for them on a personal level. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh bezeh. We, in effect, are going to, Rachman l'tzlan, perhaps go down with the ship with them. And the fact that we're doing Torah mitzvahs is not going to help us. Rachman l'tzlan. This is Pasha Pshat and Marsho saying Pshat and Rashi over here. So this has got to put an added responsibility on our shoulders. You know, in we were mevorach the Chodesh this past Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, Yitz Hashem, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, Sivan, and we're coming into Shavuos now. In that tefillah, that we are Mevorach the Chodesh, in that tefillah, we have the same thought, and we can't get away from it. And it's there, and it's the bottom line. If you know, when we say the tefillah, we say, in the course of being Mevorach the Chodesh, we say, Misha Osa Nisim Laboseinu, Goal Osa Me'abdus Lecherus, Hu Yigal Osanu Bekar Vikabis Nidocheinu Me'arba Kanfos Oretz. What's the end of that tefillah? Chaverim Kol Yisrael. Chaverim Kol Yisrael. That's the bottom line. That's what we're mispala for. Chaverim Kol Yisrael. We're talking about the Geula. Mitz Hashem. Talking about the Geula becoming the Mashiach. Chaverim Kol Yisrael. Like Rashi said in Chukosai, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bezeh. We're all on the same ship. If we want a Geula, we have to act as Chaverim Kol Yisrael. It's not going to be us and them. And that's what we have to do in our own outlook, in our own thoughts, in terms of Klal Yisrael. Ruch Hashem, Shavuos is coming. I hope, Mitzvah Hashem, I'm supposed to be flying out right before Shavuos. I hope this volcano in Iceland is going to be accommodating and the ash will let me get on a plane to go to Eretz Yisrael. I hear now the airports in the Middle East, Morocco, and they're closed down now and all this kind of stuff. So, Shem Yazor. But Mitzvah Hashem, Shavuos is coming. What is Shavuos? Shavuos is one of, is a chag that the Chazal say that there's no, Sukkah has the lulav and esrog. We have things that we use, utensils that we have on the chag. Pesach is the matzahs, the yayin is the mor. Shavuos is nothing. There's only one thing we have on Shavuos. It's matan Torah. All we have is the Torah. And the minhag is, of course, that we learn all night. Different reasons why we learn all night. One reason that the Mishnah Berurah brings down is because they were sleeping. You know, they should have been up. All kinds of svaras. We have the schus to receive Kabbalah Torah. We had the schus to receive the Torah. But that schus has achrayut. There's no such thing as a privilege without a responsibility. And that responsibility rests on our shoulders. We, who are the B'nai Torah, who learn Torah, we have the responsibility to reach out, to talk to these people, to try to bring them in. If we're not, then the Kabbalah Torah is not going to work. It was a nasa v'nishma of all the people at the same time there. But if we don't have a yachdus together, it's not going to work. A shavuos is not going to be a shavuos. It can't be a shavuos for me, but not for them. When we're learning Torah, if we have the schus that we stay up, whatever we learn, think about all the others. Maybe there's ways of reaching out and making study groups for them. You know, I have a kollel in Yerushalayim, Baruch Hashem, and the guy's learning fine. The kollel is not a kiruv kollel. Kollel is a kollel. We have some guys that go into kiruv, we have some guys that go into Rabbanis, some guys go into Rabbeim. But one thing we try to inculcate, and one thing we have to think about, is whatever we do, we've got to be reaching out in our communities. And that's the bottom line. That's what we have to do. So the Maisa, Mitzvah Hashem, in the schus of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, should bring the Goyel, b'mheira b'yameinu, Amen.
Amen. Amen.